celebrating 50 years of ministry, this is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley.
Valor Christian College wants you to become a world changer with a four-year, fully accredited Bachelor of Arts in Christian Ministry.
You'll become a part of a vibrant community of believers with a passion for quality education, purpose-driven application, and a desire to receive an impartation of the legacy of Dr. Rod Parsley. Now is the time to enroll.
Call the number on your screen and choose your area of study, including Bible and Theology, Leadership Administration, Communication, Business, Media, Ministry Development, Arts, Humanities, and Culture, and so much more.
Choose a concentration online or on campus between Evangelism, Organizational Leadership, and Pastoral Leadership. Valor is proud to offer a campus-only concentration in Music Ministry with exclusive training from Harvest Music Live.
Call or visit valorcollege.edu and enroll today on campus or online.
Ask about our scholarships, federal financial aid, and other programs to help you acquire the tools you need to change the world.
Did you ever feel pinned in? Did you ever feel there's no escape? I can't get out of this. Wait for the wind.
Hey there, welcome to your breakthrough in the magnificent month of May, where we have the distinct honor, the privilege of celebrating God's Feast of Pentecost. It's my favorite. It's not your imagination. It's already here. It came quickly. And this year, we'll celebrate Pentecost just 3 weeks after Passover on May 19th. Get it on your calendar. I believe it signals God Almighty's plan to intensify His anointing as we rapidly approach the end of the age. King Jesus' return to this people planet. You know, on that first Pentecost, the Holy Spirit of God descended with a wind and with a fire. A wind and a fire. And that is the subject of today's tremendously anointed message from the legendary Sumrall Tabernacle entitled, A Wind. We are going to the book of action right now. The book of action. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, action. Want to talk to you briefly about a wind. Would you just shout that? Say a wind. Acts chapter 1 and verse 1. We'll begin reading the former treatise. So you could think of it this way. In my gospel, the former treatise have I written to you, O Theophilus, of all, say all. All is all, and that's all there is to it, all is all. Of all that Jesus, pay close attention to the next word and shout it out, began, you ready? Of all that Jesus, both to do and to teach. I'm going to startle you right now because Jesus left things undone. He did not leave His purpose undone. He fulfilled everything the Father called Him to do, but He left a lot of things yet to complete, but He completed His course. In other words, there's some things that Jesus started, He began, that He left up to you and me to finish. Jesus couldn't do it on His own. Consider Jesus of Nazareth. The man went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. How? God was with him. Now we're going somewhere. The book of action is about God being with you. Where John 14 and John 17 become fulfilled, where Jesus asked the Father, I don't pray that you take them out of the world, but that you leave them like leaven in the world, I in them, and they in me, as I am in you, and you are in me. Wow. So what did Jesus teach? So we know what he did, but what did he teach? In John chapter 20, he taught us how to receive the Holy Ghost. In John 21, he taught us how to love him. In the book of Acts, we take that great theological leap out of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, where it was God in Christ, to the book of Acts, where it's not God in Christ, it's Christ in us and God in Christ. We are no longer just spectators of Jesus. We are no longer just mere fans of the message. The book of Acts is that great transition in your Bible where the Holy Ghost that was with you then gets in you. And I want you to know that the Holy Ghost is not some third watered down version of God, some cousin of God. Three times removed by marriage. He is that selfsame spirit that invaded the borrowed tomb of Joseph of Arimathea and raised to life again the three-day dead body of the Prince of God that now personally has taken up residency inside your mortal body. But don't stop there. Shove a neighbor and say, there's still more. Acts chapter 1 and verse 8, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and into the uttermost parts of the earth. Acts 2, 4, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing, mighty wind, and it filled the house where they were sitting, and there appeared unto them cloven many separate tongues as of fire that sat upon each of them, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost, and they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Let me parenthetically insert for this for you. The actual translation is, for those of you that don't understand speaking in tongues you don't understand, God caused them to be able to express their original selves. Man is a spirit. He simply lives in a body and possesses a soul. Isaiah knew that we would speak in other tongues. Zechariah said it's going to fall like rain. Amos said you'll have to get ready for it. Hosea said you'll have to break up your hard, fallow ground. Malachi said suddenly he will come to his temple. Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? Somebody shout now. Go tarry, go tarry, go wait in Jerusalem until you, shout me, are empowered from on high. So they went to a prayer meeting. It didn't last long. 10 days is all. On the second Sunday after they entered that room, 50 days after Passover, the wind of God began to blow. I don't know if it came in under the door, through the keyhole, through an open window. I don't know how it got there, but it filled all of them. Suddenly there came a sound as of a rushing, mighty wind. Of course, the complaints about Pentecost, as well as Pentecostals, it's too noisy.
It's too loud. It's too boisterous. It's too bold. It's too in your face. You will excuse us, please, because it's all over us and it's keeping us alive. You don't know like I know what the Lord has done for me. When I think of his goodness and all that he's done for me, I can shout, leap, dance, spin, wave all night long. Power. Power over Satan. Power over sickness. Power over sin. Power over demons. Power over depravity. Power over disease. Somebody shout, I got power. God has always distinguished himself by a wind. A wind. That's why I love to get up in the morning when the sun first breaks meridian horizon and the darkness dispels. Morning, dawning, a new day is always accompanied by wind. Some of you have never been up early enough to notice it. The dawn is always accompanied by wind. I need to see an uplifted hand from every person that would like a new dawning, a new day, a new breakthrough. Moses stood on the banks of the Red Sea with Pihahiroth on one side and Migdol on the other, and the pursuing armies of Egypt's chariots breathing down his neck and the vast Red Sea in front of him. Did you ever feel penned in? Did you ever feel there's no escape? I can't get out of this. Wait for the wind. Your Bible said God stood up off his throne, blew his breath in the form of a strong east wind, and the waters stood upon heaps, and Israel walked across on dry land. Just shuffle your feet a little bit. It's sandy down there. It's not wet. The wind is blowing. The waters that have kept you from your promise are standing up on either side of you. Get ready. You're about to inherit the promise. The children of Israel were dying. They were starving. God blew his wind, and the Bible said every molecule of air in that wind became a quail, so much that they couldn't gather them in baskets. Elijah went searching for God. Some folks mispreach this, so let me correct them. They say God was only in the still small voice. This was not a mistake on God's part of what he sent, but a mistake on Elijah's part of what he had the capacity to receive. God came in an earthquake, and Elijah didn't notice. God came in a fire, and Elijah took no note. God came in a still small voice. Comfortable Elijah was able to hear that. But just before that, he missed what may have been the greatest manifestation of all. A strong and mighty wind. Somebody is about to launch today into a new frontier spiritually, into a new place in God that you have yet to inhabit. Acts chapter 2 was a replay of Genesis chapter 1. God breathed. A divine go entered their soul. I love this. Be seated. I'm about finished. After that rushing mighty wind, this thing we call the church, at least the first century one, came of age. Watch them. They were bold. They were sure. There was inspiration. They all became fanatics for Jesus. There was a spiritual storm. It was Eurekladon. It was a mighty rushing wind. It was a tornado force. It was a hurricane. They were out. They had launched. They were in space. They were out in the open. They were everywhere. They were in the streets, in the synagogues. They had not sheltered themselves within the confines of the church. They were out where the needs were. They were there where the hurting were. They were there where the broken and the downtrodden and the rejected and the despised were. Where are we? A rushing mighty wind had come. Oh, they had been religious enough, but when that wind blew, it knocked all their spiritual props out from under them. They had to trust and obey, for there was no other way to be happy in Jesus than to just trust and obey. They were no longer obedient to a list of written ordinances through a spirit of fear. All the performance and the acceptance of spiritual politics were blown away. I ain't got nobody to preach to. They were the initiates of a new paradigm. Upon this rock, I will build my church, and hell's gates will not prevail against it. He gave them the keys of the kingdom. They learned whatever they bound on earth was bound in heaven. Whatever they loosed on earth was loosed in heaven. He said he'd send the Holy Ghost, and he came. He said he would endue us with power, and blessed be his name. We've got it.
You know, one of the most personally beneficial aspects of Pentecost is simply answered prayer. Right now, there's a God-directed acceleration of his glorious anointing in response to these prophetic days. Acceleration. That's my prayer for you. And I'm declaring that over you every day leading up to Pentecost Sunday, May 19th. I'm doing it because I'm believing for you to receive the release of all seven blessings of Pentecost. Power to overcome, peace to endure, protection for you and your family, the presence of the Holy Spirit. Oh, my, my, how we need God's presence. I'm praying for your prosperity and provision so that every need you have is met in Jesus' mighty name. And then lastly, perfection in every area of your life. completion, fulfillment. Now, it's not only possible, dear friend, it is probable, because this is the season of acceleration. I'm believing with you to receive those seven promised blessings when you respond in agreement with your Pentecost seed. Sow it in faith, water it with expectation. And I strongly believe that your obedience in giving during this commanded feast season, coming only one time in a year, and I believe it's key to the release of a great, great blessing. So let me encourage you to stand with me. Stand with this worldwide ministry in preserving and protecting the power of Pentecost. Sow your generous $50 Pentecost seed, one day for every day between Passover and Pentecost. It'll help me proclaim the gospel of Christ in the power of the Holy Ghost. So few today are doing it. And as my thanks for your gift of support, I want to send you my brand new book. It's called Celebrating Pentecost, 50 quotes for 50 years. That's right. I've been in gospel ministry this year, 50 years. This is my Pentecost, if you will. This is my Jubilee year. So I want you to have this brand new book. It'll fan the flames of Pentecost in your heart, in your life. For those who are led by the Holy Spirit to place a $50 seed in each hand, as the priest did, waving that seed before the Lord, a $100 seed for Pentecost, I'll also include my brand new series. Look at the size of this. It's amazing. Accelerating Your Anointing. Here are some of the titles: Announcing Your Anointing, Acquiring Your Anointing. How do you receive it? Accepting Your Anointing, The Sabbath Anointing, Aligning Your Anointing, and The Testimony of a Transferred Anointing. They're all in this brand new series, Accelerating Your Anointing, plus the book, plus two vials of anointing oil. And remember, the Spirit of God, His rich, rich presence is preached on each one of these Pentecost messages. They're all available to you for your seed today of only $100 or more. Pentecost Sunday is May 19th, so don't delay. Write to me, or just pick up your phone and call, or click on rodparsley.com. This is the season to accelerate your anointing for miracles and answered prayer.
The fire and power of Pentecost will rise within you with these magnificent ministry gifts. As you sow a commanded Pentecost seed of $50 or more, you will build your faith and those you influence each day with Pentecost's most celebrated quotes. 50 quotes for 50 years of ministry from Dr. Rod Parsley will thrill and equip you. For a gift of $100 or more, we'll add six great messages, each one designed to elevate and accelerate your anointing. You must learn about announcing, acquiring, and accepting your anointing, and the rare Sabbath anointing. As a lasting testament to your stand for Pentecost, we'll add a brick with your name to the Pentecost Globe Memorial. There's never been a time when your agreement with Dr. Parsley is needed to preserve and protect the power of Pentecost. For those special friends who will sow a commanded offering of $1,000 or more, your name will be beautifully inscribed at the base of our Pentecost Globe Memorial. Located at the center of Breakthrough's world headquarters, your name will be a permanent memorial to your faith. With every gift in obedience to God's command to not appear empty-handed at Pentecost, we'll also include 2 vials of Pentecost anointing oil. Don't miss receiving these dynamic ministry resources infused with Pentecostal power. Call with your offering 24 hours a day. Click on rodparsley.com or write today. Pentecost is May 19th.
Well, the glorious presence of God's Holy Spirit has been so very, very evident during this season of Pentecost and during this broadcast of Your Breakthrough. Before I leave, I have to share Michelle's testimony with you. She wrote to me concerning her Pentecost miracle. And like so many, Michelle needed to work 2 jobs to make ends meet. I'm talking to a lot of folks. Her bank account was running low, but she was obedient. Obedience is the key to miracles, you know. She was obedient. She sowed what she had. It's not the amount, it's the faith it takes to sow it. She sowed what she had. Listen to this, 9:45 a.m. Later on in that day, she went to her second job. When she got there, she received a totally unexpected bonus, which was a tenfold return on the seed she sowed at 9:45 that morning, 8 hours later. What a miracle. What miracle are you praying for? Because Joni and I, we're praying over every one of your precious Pentecost seeds and your prayer requests, an agreement for the acceleration of your answer. Be sure now that you target every seed in your prayer life in this season of acceleration of miracles. Just pick up your phone, call right now, sow your Pentecost offering, $50, $100, $1,000, but do it before Sunday, May 19th, as we celebrate the great feast of Pentecost together in the spirit of agreement. I'll be right here till next time on Your Breakthrough.
If you prayed along with Dr. Parsley, we want to help you make it all the way to your heavenly destination. New Direction is a helpful and free roadmap. Each page will help keep you headed in the right direction every day. Your new life full of hope and promise. Please ask for New Direction by calling 24 hours a day or when you visit rodparsley.com.